Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to An Ocean State. My name's Elizabeth, and I'm your host. This week, I've been schooled. I have learned a lot about manifestation, the various laws of the universe. There are several. It's not just the law of attraction. The law of attraction has tried to consolidate the various laws of the universe. But it doesn't quite work that way. It's not quite that easy, and God, do I wish it was. However, I have to say that I've learned quite a bit, and I'm happy about it. I'm actually pretty cool with it. At the end of last year, near the end of last year, about September, I had a car accident, September, October. And it was around the time that I was studying the A Course in Miracles. And I've always shied away from this thing. It looked like just too much of a deal. You know, too much of a hassle. So the physical book had like these onion skin pages. It was ridiculous. But I learned a lot from that, both the A Course in Miracles and the car accident. I learned that, you know, manifestation and it kind of needs to do its own thing. You can set the intentions and do a lot of processes. There's good processes available from so many great teachers. I don't have the wherewithal in myself at the moment to develop my own processes, because there's so many available, so many great teachers around. Teal Swan, the Abraham Hicks crew, and Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting, those people. So many great teachers. I just want to share my experiences with doing processes like what they offer, and seeing if I can make anything of my own. I want to try it myself, you know. I want to see about doing my own thing. But I've been learning so much, and I've been away for a while. I've been away for like 3 years from this blog talk radio scene. And God, what was I thinking? Actually, it's if you're living in an ocean state, you have waves, and sometimes they crash. You have waves, and sometimes they crash. And that's basically what happened. It's like life just got too much for me to do this on a regular basis, if at all, apparently. So what I ended up doing was I ended up just stopping. I didn't stop doing, you know, thinking about law of attraction kind of things, manifestation kind of things, empowerment kind of things. I didn't stop that, but I stopped thinking I should share. Not being selfish and hoarding, just I didn't think that I had as much to offer. And I thought that I had to make a business of this, which I probably could have. I thought there's so many things that I had to do to be successful at this. And I didn't think that I could just do this, like, as a public service. I know so many people just don't think about that. Everything's being monetized. And yes, it would be great. to get money coming in from this practice. But that's what was stressing me out. That's what was stressing me out. I had to do as good as this person or that company and things like that. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't figure it out. I've been a notoriously slow learner most of my life. So the only thing that I figured out on the fast track was manifestation. You know, that happened for me pretty well until recently. but even that's a learning scenario for me, and I'm grateful for it. There's so much I want to do with it. There's so much that I want to do with this. I want to be, I want to help others. I want to do more with my, with this kind of service. I've become a meditation instructor, believe it or not. With my attention span, that's amazing. I've become a yoga instructor, certified. Need to get a few more items before I go quote unquote pro. There's so many things that I want to do in my life, and I'm realizing that a new level of starting where you are. A new level of starting where you are, and that's rather important to me. I didn't understand this before, but now I see a lot more to it. I'm in a new job, not doing security anymore. I'm in a new job, and I've learned a lot from that, but I want to do more. I want to do more, and I want to do more along the lines of this, and I want to do more along the lines of coaching and helping people like me, people who are slower learners, who need to process, and God, do I ever need to process. I want to be able to help people with different things, and particularly manifestation. And what I've learned in this job is that I'm starting where I am. I'm learning to appreciate what I am. I've learned that I am actually massively overqualified for the job that I have. I've always had this thing where, because my early work history is rather spotty, I've let that be my, as Abraham would say, point of attraction. I've let that be my focus, that I don't deserve a X kind of job because of how my work history started out. I've been a temp. I've held jobs for 9 months max. I've done a lot of wacky things in my earlier work history. And, you know, I always look at my time in security as, I did really good, but is that the best I got? I spent 6 years in that job. And I just don't know quite what to think about it. And that's kind of what's been tripping me up. I don't know how to think about my work history. And some people say, don't even bother. I read some books where it's like, F your resume, basically, is one of the books I read. And there's so much that I still have to learn. And I want to share that with you. And I think my slow learning is that I trip myself up a lot. I've grown up in a anxious environment, and that has affected me in a lot of ways. I'm a rather anxious person. I'm always thinking how can I do this perfectly? How can I do this better? How can I get this done? And thinking like that just trips you up. It's not conducive to actually getting anything done. That's the tricky part. You want to do it as well as humanly possible. Forget as well as you can do. All right, that's the trick to it. It's forget how well you can do, how well you can do. Forget how well you can do. It doesn't even compute. It's how well it can possibly be done. And you're trying to find different ways of making that happen. And you never get started. I sure as hell haven't done so many things. I haven't gotten anything started, really. I've done so much and wanted to be perfect. And that's just not how I can work. And I have to understand this for me, because nobody else is gonna. Nobody teaches you these things. Nobody teaches you these things. You have to figure this out for yourself, and that's annoying. That is so annoying. It just leaves you in such a spot where you're just running around in any shape that you can possibly think of, and it doesn't help as much as you'd prefer it did. And that's where I am. That's where I am now. I'm in this place where I've stopped running in circles, squares, triangles, and octagons. I've stopped struggling to do as well as humanly possible. I've stopped struggling to start things. I've stopped struggling to accept myself for where I am, how I am right now. You know, I'm starting to do these things. And I have 40 years in this lifetime. I love how the French say, I have these years, instead of I am this age. To me, that is brilliant. I have these years, instead of I am this age. I have 40 years in this lifetime. And gonna come up to 41 years at the end of July, and I'm really excited about this, because I'm kind of struggling. I have this Logan's Run thing in my head where it's like is the gem red or not, because I'm just like, since I turned 30, since I had 30 years, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, no, 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 it's all gonna end, it's all gonna end, the world's over, it's done. I don't know, it's just some strange mortality little thing, like umbrella on my head somewhere. It's every so often it'll just pop up like, I guess you. No, and I don't know, I guess midlife-ish. Do women have those things? I don't even know. So that's where I am right now. I'm wrestling with this little notion of mortality, which if anything I'm struggling with that. I'm wrestling that right now. And I'm no longer struggling, however, to accept where I am, accept my career, my current job status. I'm no longer struggling with this. And I'm seeing it in ways that I can accept. I can accept how I've been. And I've never felt that before. I've never felt safe enough to say, okay, I've done this. I'm here now. It's not bad. And maybe there's things I can learn from here, things I can do here. I've always had this mixed bag of education and understanding about my job situation and my romantic situations. But mostly the job situation. Job situation has always been the hardest for me. The job situation has always been the hardest for me to understand on all levels, right? Like, I know that I can learn from these jobs, but I don't know that I can that what I learned from these jobs can help me in other jobs. For most of my life, I was told you should settle into a job. You should have this career. You should get a regular job, and do that job, and be in that job. And that's just, you know, the generation that I believe I'm part of is Gen X, and we're known for being kind of lazy and want to do our own things and stuff like that, and not having like a better understanding of work. And that's because we live in times of, you know, work and retirement and all those things are not going to be the same as what they once may have been. And that is not bad. That is actually a good thing. If we can learn to be adaptable, and the millennials have that. All right, they have that in spades. It's incredible how adaptable the millennials have become just right out the gate. They're super adaptable. They adapt to pretty much everything, and it's just they understand. They have to be adaptable because the work situations are not going to be the same as even what I've known. All right, and I've had to be super adaptable. I don't even know if there's temping anymore. At least not the way that I had done it and wanted to do it in my life. And they're ahead of the game. They're building their own things. They're more technologically advanced. They're getting out there and they're building their lives. And it's what I've wanted to do. But I was basically scolded for trying to do my own thing. So So I try to get into the normal job thing, and I'm wrestling with, I have wrestled with that understanding, and not anymore because I'm redeveloping my understanding of where I am and how I'm supposed to be. And that's a good thing. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to develop a better understanding of where I am, what's going on, and what I'm supposed to be doing. And this is actually the greatest time for me to do that, to do the work that I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to find that. I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to get there, and I'm going to do the things. I thought about going to back to college to become a, at least to study psychology. Yes, me studying psychology. That'd be brilliant. I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm just going to go for the bachelor's and take it from there. See what I can do from that. I've been told that nobody would take me seriously unless I have a degree. I have an associate's in communication, and whatever. So so that's where I am now. I'm looking ahead, and I'm not struggling with it anymore. I'm not saying, how can I do this? That good. I'm saying, what's next? All right. Not, is this the best I got? What's next? What's ahead of me? What's in front of me? And what's down the road? That's what I'm looking at right now. And now that I got a haircut with my bangs higher, I can see it. I have some ideas of what I can do. And I'm doing some of the processes that I've learned to manifest my highest good. And that's what I'm looking at now. I'm not even looking at doing this particular thing, like becoming a therapist. I'm not looking at specifics. All right, because when I look at specifics, I want to do the best and be this way and have it this way. And no. Just no. I'm gonna study psychology, get a bachelor's at least, and I'm gonna see what I can get done. I'm doing my job as it is now and see what else I can get done. not looking at specifics. I'm just looking at whatever my highest good may be. I'm learning to relax and not even co-create so much. Not even co-create. That's a way of looking at what we're doing, but really we're trying to get our higher selves in on the deal. And when we really understand that, when we really understand that we have a higher understanding of where we are, where we're supposed to be, when we understand that there is a higher understanding of where we are, where we're supposed to be, we're better off. I want to say we're more tempted to do X, Y, Z, but we're better off just having that understanding. Just let that sit for a minute. And there is a higher understanding of where you are and where you're supposed to be. There is. I mean, there's so many people and organizations that say that there is. Why not just go with it? just go with your own higher understanding. And, you know, every so often tune into someone like me, you know, my show here, and share, let me share my understanding and see if it vibes with you. And that's what I want to do here. And if my understanding vibes with your understanding, you might be on the right track. I might be on the right track. You know, it's about the candle's flame spreading the other candles. All right. That's what, I guess, being a light worker, as it's called, is all about. You know, and you just spread the light down. And if what I'm saying vibes with you, then we're on a track. And maybe it'll vibe with somebody close to you, then they'll be on the right track. And then down and down the line it goes. Thank you very much. I want to say thank you for joining me, because we got about 4 minutes left of the show. I'm doing this on my cell phone right now because there's a thing with Skype that I need to work with somebody on. So I'm just learning now to let go of the struggle, to let go of the struggle, let it be. Let my life be what it is right now. Accept where I am. I've never been able to do this. I've never accepted where I am. I've always wanted more, and that's fine. But where you are is a starting point. All right, it's a collection of ideas that you've had. It's what you've been. It's what you've done. What you've thought led you to this point. So when you're here, you can go forward. All right, when you've landed, you know, you can jump over again. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm accepting where I am and allowing my life to unfold with my improved understanding and with the higher understanding that I'm availing myself of, finally. You know, after all those years of talking about manifestation, law of attraction, and my understanding then, and I was on the right track. I got to listen to myself eventually. So let's listen to what I've done so far and where we can go. Thank you for joining me. You've been listening to An Ocean State on Blog Talk Radio. Join me next time. Thank you and have a good week.